talking about asking you why you abandoned your wife. No, I don't.
I think that was Jan's question, right? The pressing question about your wife. She incited him to ask it.
Mm-hmm. As an example for all of us.
I didn't abandon my wife. How can I abandon my wife? Who said that I abandoned my wife? From where did you all learn the story?
Well, you yourself
said, you know, how you got married and then
Told you to. So that is, I didn't abandon my wife.
Well, it just came to my mind as a purely provocative question.
Why did I do it? What's your question? Is why?
I don't really have a question, Eric, right now. I have to think of one. I'm sure I can.
You had that question?
No, Eric. This young man who's been trying to needle me for the last couple of hours.
That's right.
John wants.
I don't know how I provoked him, but he's
he's practicing some voodoo, you see.
Voodoo.
A voodoo practitioner always needs to needle somebody. You know, you know that? Delve in this. They have to have an image on this freaking needle. On the occult level, it is the acupuncture of the occult.
Eric, you were here day after day, year after year. Did you ever get a day off? Just a day off. A day off from serving Baba, being his servant. Didn't Baba ever say, take the day off, go out and have a picnic or something? Or
no, what had happened was that it's a good little episode in my life. You know, there is this thing called spiritual indigestion.
Spiritual what?
Indigestion.
Spiritual.
Yeah. So day in and day out to be with him is no joke. Without doing anything, and just means on our own, but doing what he tells us to do, that also becomes too much. And time and again, day in and day out, just to hear the name of God and Meher Baba and love and this and that, it's too much, you know. I said, is there no way out from this sort of thing, you know? And in my heart of hearts, with all, it must be really, really sincere feeling, you see, must have been evoked. And he heard my prayer one day, without my telling him. How can I dare tell him, shut up, shut this trap of yours, or this? You can't do that, because he never spoke a word, and I had to speak to all this. And it was so much for me, you know. So that's how it was, but it was really getting too far. And I long for it, when I will be, at least get out of the environment here. Just for, not for a long time, just for a few days would be nice. And no, we have no daring to say such a thing. We can't say what to do. Just keep quiet, just within myself. Little digression. It so happened some altercation took place between two of the mandalas. And the alteration was at its height when we had to catch hold of them. He says, don't do that, just trying to manhandle each other. But naturally, mind is mind, and the person who was much hurt through this altercation all the time felt like that, and he was disturbed in his mind. The compassionate father, the friend, thought of a way out. And he said that, well, you should be sent out for some time. Ventilate and get fresh air. Other kind of fresh air. And that he should go out for a little outing. Now his mental attitude was such that he couldn't be let out all by himself. And somebody should be there. Yeah, otherwise he might he might do something undesirable, yeah. Kill himself or do something or throw himself from a rock or something like that. So then Baba looked at us all and he looked at me and says, would you like to go out? I said, yes, I would like to. So you are the right person. And I said, oh, at last he heard my prayer, I'll go out. And that's the outing I had. And he told us to go out for a week. And I said, when should we go out? He said, now, immediately. Of course, we are all the time, be prepared, is the motto. So we are there. You know, Boy Scouts, they say, what's the...
Be prepared.
Yeah, be prepared. We took our satchels and we are going out. We are ready, go out. While we are going out in the bus, people seeing there, so where are you going? I said, well, I'm going to Mahabaleshwar, this place. Oh, is Bhai Baba going there? I said, no. Kept quiet. I went for a ticket. Purchased the ticket there for Mahabaleshwar. The ticket man says, booking clerk says, Mahir Baba is going, Mahir Baba is party going. I said, no. Because, you know, I used to deal with these things all the time. So, I sit in the bus. Passengers are there. They recognize me and talk about Baba. I said, oh God. Well, we have to be very polite and this and that and not rude. And monosyllables we exchange. The other person who is with me, the mandali, is just sitting quietly. And then when we go to a place, there's a hotel there. Baba had given us some money to stay there and have good time for 7 days. Just feel free. Absolutely, I have no talk about anything or anything of sort. Just what I wanted in my heart of hearts. He had given the injunction to do that. Have nothing to do with Baba talk or God or this or that or nothing. Just be out. Feel free. Have long walks. Be in the sun and be in the wind and fresh air and the mountains and this and that. It's a place like that. So we went. And when we went there to the guest house that is known as guest house there, the people were very happy to see us. They received us warmly and said, when are you all coming? When will Baba come? And they said, I said, look, Baba is not coming. We are here on a little vacation. Just keep. And we wouldn't like to be in the dining hall. Let the service be in our own rooms. So the man who brought the breakfast, the man who brought the supper, the man who brought the lunch, all the time they want to know about Baba and how we are and what happened when we were here last and this and that. And so I said to Aloba, Aloba was the person. Let us go out. Let's go out from here and we'll just go out. And we eventually found, this is the second day, mind you. And we have not enjoyed any outing yet. We have not gotten out of the environment. We try to get out of it, we cannot get out of it. We are trying to get out of it, we cannot get out of it. So now we feel that, now there's nobody here. The trees cannot speak to us about Mel Baba or about God or this or that. And we lounge ourselves, you see, and then we were first keeping quiet. Just to keep quiet is also a strain, you see, but it's refreshing. An hour must have passed by and we feel so happy that at least this plan has worked properly. Just then a car comes. And another car comes, and they pull there, on the main road there. And of course, we are further away, like as far as the dispensary, we could hear the screeching of the brakes. And they say, oh, this is a nice spot here for us to picnic, you know. They had come from Bombay, a huge family in 2 cars, 1 family. And they come, you know, the women are bringing, and they're bringing, and all they spread out, and all this sort of thing. And sitting quietly. And of course, it's a pleasure to notice these things, you see, also. It's a distraction, it's nice. We don't mind this, as long as they don't bother us. And we are having a good time looking at them. And they settle down at last. The women are there, the men are there, the children are there. And they also relax in their lounging. And one of them starts saying, you know, this place, it has its own beauty, eh? And the other man says, no wonder Mahesh Baba selects this place, such places, you know. He says, well, Mahesh Baba was here. He says, yeah, he comes very frequently over here, you know, with all his group of people, men, women and all that. And he has been here for quite long. And he goes on haranguing about Mahesh Baba and people, and he's asking questions of Mahesh Baba and all that. Sometimes fantastic things are there where I want to jump in and say that, no, it's not like that, it's not like that. And then at last we got so fed up that we returned. Again on our return, the same thing, is there any chance of Baba coming, when will he? And we decided, on the third morning, we decided to leave the place and came back to Baba. That was a holiday, only once in our lifetime. Really, it was fatiguing.
did Baba say anything when you got back? Did he question you?
When we came back, Baba was surprised. What happened? I told you all to go out for a week and you returned. Oh, everything is fine, quiet. We didn't say what happened.
So that eliminated that desire, right?
Actually, yeah.